Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. Dr. Joseph Silver was named the new president of Alabama State University today. The ASU Board of Trustees voted unanimously to approve his contract. Dr. Silver said his goal is to make ASU the best in the state, not just the best historically black college or university in the state.
I know that we have the ingredients to take this institution to the next level. I'm going to hit the ground running. We're going to make sure that all the team players are ready and willing to run. And this is a marathon. This is not a sprint. So therefore, we're in it for the long haul. And when people think about higher education, when they think about quality students, they're going to get stung by a hornet.
Dr. Silver currently works at Clark Atlanta University as Provost and Vice President of Academic Affairs. His first day will begin on September 17th. Overall, 562 likely voters are pleased with the direction of the state and its leadership. A poll conducted by the Capital Survey Research Center asked respondents several questions, including what options do you support to balance the state budgets? The center's director, Gerald Johnson, says the majority support increasing revenue and cutting spending.
There's been this mantra, no new taxes. I pledge no new tax, no new tax, no new tax. So I ask people, how do you want the state to balance state budgets? And a strong majority, 56%, said a combination of increased taxes and reduced spending, which I think is significant in terms of how the legislature and the governor proceeds to address the financial problems in the state.
The 562 survey participants included 219 Republicans, 177 Democrats, 151 independent voters, and 15 who consider themselves as other. Relatives of female inmates and supporters gathered last night to pray amid allegations of widespread sexual abuse at Alabama's Lone Prison for Women. Vigils were held in several Alabama cities Thursday night to remember victims of alleged sexual misconduct involving guards at Tutwiler Prison in Wetumpka. The U.S. Justice Department is reviewing allegation claims of misconduct by male correction officers at the state prison. A 34-year-old Troy woman faces multiple counts of cruelty to animals after Troy police said she neglected to feed several horses that were left in her care. 34-year-old Tanya Sessions turned herself in Thursday morning and was charged with 6 counts of cruelty to animals. Authorities said the owner of the horses left the animals with Sessions to care for while he was out of the country. Police said 2 horses were severely malnourished while a third starved to death. Sessions was released on bonds totaling $6,000 and was released from the Troy City Jail. The Alabama Department of Public Health is advising the public not to handle, transport, or keep wildlife as pets. The ADPH confirmed 1 rabies case in Baldwin County. Health officials say exposed children and adults have been identified and are being evaluated for treatment. In Lee County, several people who handled a rabid stray kitten at the Humane Shelter have been identified and are undergoing treatment. Public health officials urge the public to follow these rules to avoid rabies exposure. Stay away from domestic and wild animals that are acting in a strange manner. Teach children to stay clear of animals that are hurt or unknown to them, and if they are bitten or scratched, to tell an adult. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with your lows around 70 degrees. Saturday, partly cloudy skies and your highs in the mid-90s. Saturday night, partly cloudy once again with your lows in the lower 70s. On your Sunday, look for scattered clouds, your highs in the mid-90s. Sunday night, partly cloudy with your lows in the lower 70s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.